Hey, podcast folks, Nadia Raymond here. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're the type of listener who loves really good stories. So you should check out the ones that NPR's Planet Money has to offer. They're funny, insightful, and they ask big questions like, why do we work so much? Find some answers by checking out Planet Money at npr.org/podcasts and on the NPR One app.
This is the StoryCorps podcast. I'm Michael Garofalo.
And I'm Jasmine Belcher-Morris, and we're producers here.
So, Jasmine, you've got a story for us that's about a secret.
Yes. We'll hear from a tough Marine who kept something hidden his entire 25-year military career. I'm talking about retired Major Donnie Dunnigan. He's a highly decorated Vietnam veteran who loved being in the Marines. That is, as long as no one found out about his past. Donnie was a child actor. He'd been in 7 films, and Walt Disney had seen one of them and tapped Donnie to be the voice of Bambi in his 1942 animated film. He's now 80 years old, and he recently sat down with his wife, Dana, for StoryCorps.
I got a draft notice in 1952. Korean War still going on, and I'm going to do my duty. I think I had 13 promotions in 21 years. As I remember, it was a Marine Corps record at the time.
Did anyone know that you were the voice of Bambi?
During the Marine Corps? No chance. I never said a word to anybody about Bambi. Even to you, when we first met, I never said a word about it. Most of the image in people's minds of Bambi was a little frail deer, not doing very well, sliding around on the ice on his belly.
Mother, look! What's all that white stuff?
It's snow.
Snow?
I am a commander in Marine Corps boot camp, drill instructors, hundreds of recruits I'm responsible for. I just thought to myself, I don't think I want all these young Marines to start calling me Major Bambi, and I kept my mouth shut.
When did your comrades find out?
One Marine learned about it a month before we both retired. I worked for him 3 times, twice in combat, and I'm one of his guys. A major audit was going on the base. I am up to my neck in duties. He called me in at 5:30 in the morning. I will never forget. I go in his office and he says, Dunnigan, I want you to audit the auditors. I had never said a disrespectful word to this man in 20 years. So I said, General, when do you think I am going to have time to do that? Then he looked at me, pulled his glasses down like some kind of college professor, and there's a big red top secret folder that he got out of some safe somewhere, had my name on it. He pats this folder, looks me in the eye and says, you will audit the auditors, won't you, Major Bambi?
So how has your life been different than you imagined it would be?
Oh, golly. Well, I have some holes in my body that God didn't put there. I got shot through my left knee. I got an award or two for saving lives over time. But I think I could have been appointed as the aide-de-camp in the White House. It wouldn't make any difference. It's Bambi that's so dear to people. But I love it now when people realize this old jerk is still alive and was Bambi. And I wouldn't take anything for it, not a darn thing for it.
That's retired Marine and the voice of Bambi, Donnie Dunnigan. He was speaking with his wife, Dana, in San Angelo, Texas. So, Jasmine, you said at the top of the podcast that Donnie had been a child actor. What other movies was he in? Anything we might have heard of?
Yeah, he was in 7 films, and the most notable one is probably Son of Frankenstein, you know, with Boris Karloff.
We've got pictures of Donnie when he first got to Hollywood back then. They're on our website. And he was an incredibly cute kid. He had this blonde, curly hair.
Yeah, that they curled twice a day, and he hated it.
It must have been amazing, though, to be a kid at Disney Studios back then. What does he have to say about the making of Bambi?
Well, other than being the voice of Bambi, he was also the facial model. So when you watch Bambi and you see the expressions on the deer's face, those are actually based on Donnie's expressions. Here's Donnie again.
I sat in a stool and had all these drawing men around saying, look left, look afraid, look happy. And one guy said, pretend like your mother gave me a double dose of castor oil. And I made a terrible face. And they said, hold it. And about the first fourth of the film, Bambi's sitting in the thicket, feeling sorry for himself. And the little girl deer sticks her head through the thicket and gives him a little deer kiss on the side of the cheek. That's the castor oil scene.
So speaking of scenes in Bambi, we have to talk about the most infamous scene when his mother gets shot. And we're laughing, but it is traumatizing if you see it as a little kid. It traumatized everybody who ever saw this. And we're not just making that up. Time magazine in 2007 ranked the top 25 horror movies of all time.
Along with Jaws, Carrie, Halloween, Psycho. Bambi's on the list.
And one of the most actually disturbing things about that scene is the way that Bambi calls for his mother.
Mother!
Over and over and over again.
Mother, where are you?
And there's a story behind that, right?
Yeah, well, Donnie didn't know when he was filming Bambi why he was calling for his mother. He didn't know the entire storyline until he actually got to the premiere of Bambi. So he's sitting in the audience with his mother, surrounded by other mothers and their children. And that scene comes on, and he looks around, and mothers are putting their hands over their children's eyes. People are crying, and he was completely shocked.
So Donnie managed to keep this a secret for his entire career. And interestingly, something I learned as we were working on this story, I didn't realize that those old animated films didn't have voice actor credits. So that was one reason why he was
able to get away with it.
Exactly. So when did he actually go public?
It wasn't until about 10 years ago when they re-released Bambi on DVD, when he was finally getting credit for being a voice actor in the film.
And judging from what he says at the end of the piece, it hasn't been as bad as maybe he thought it was going to be.
Yeah, he's having a great time. I mean, he loved his time in the military, obviously, but it's so great for him now, as he's retired, to bring so much joy to so many people.
Jasmine, thank you so much for bringing a little joy to this podcast.
Thanks, Michael. It's been fun.
So as we said earlier, we have some great behind-the-scenes photos of Donnie. You can check those out on StoryCorps.org, where you can also make a reservation for your own interview, find out about our app that you can record with, and listen to hundreds of other stories. Until next time, I'm Michael Garofalo.
And I'm Jasmine Belcher-Morris.
Thanks for listening.
Hey guys, it's me, Nadia Raymond, reminding you again to do your ears a favor and check out NPR's Planet Money. You can get it at npr.org/podcasts and on the NPR One app.